Hey, this is Mac, co-host of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast, back with another episode of Deathbed Dave. Interior, diner, morning. Dave sits alone in a booth, stirring his coffee. Patrons look at him as they hear the sound of the spoon clanging against the inside of his coffee mug. He looks out the window and sees Lou sitting on the sidewalk. Exterior, diner, morning. Dave sets down his backpack and sits next to Lou on the sidewalk and hands him a paper bag. Dave, does anybody else ever feed you? Lou, is this the part where I have to blow you? Dave, no, Lou, it's not. Just curious. Lou, once in a while, but not too many. Dave, that's a damn shame. Lou, I'm happy anytime somebody's willing to help me out. Dave, how about you help me out with something? Lou, sure. Dave, but it stays between us. Lou, who am I going to tell? Trust me. Nobody wants to hear secrets from a dirty homeless guy. Dave, fair enough. Lou, so what's up? Dave, a client of mine, well, he's not even a client yet, offered me a large chunk of money. Lou, yeah, what's the problem? Dave, it's not his money. Lou, whose is it? Dave, he wouldn't tell me. Lou, how did he get the money? Dave, he stole it years ago. Lou, oh man, that's bad juju. Take it from a guy that's made some mistakes in life. Don't do it. Dave, yeah, but it's a lot of money. Lou, how much? Dave, half a mil. Lou, shit, that is a lot of money. Dave, yep. Lou pauses to think. I don't care. Still not worth the risk. Walk away. Dave looks out at the passing cars. Thanks, Lou. Dave grabs his backpack, stands up, and walks to his car. Interior. Phil's nursing home room. Day. Dave enters the room only to find an empty bed. He looks at the trunk at the end of the bed and then pokes his head out into the hallway and checks both directions. Interior. Nursing home. Nurse's station. Day. Dave approaches the nurse at the nurse's station. Dave. Excuse me. Where's Phil? Nurse. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Bradley passed away in his sleep last night. Dave. Really? I thought he had a little more time. Nurse. So did we. Interior. Phil's nursing home room. Day. Dave closes and locks the door to Phil's room and sits in the chair next to the bed. He sets his backpack on the floor and looks at the trunk. Dave stands up and walks to the trunk. He reaches to open it and then hesitates. After a breath, Dave opens the trunk. He finds Phil's old clothes, childhood family photos, Navy uniform, postcards, and a small lockbox. He tries to open the lockbox but can't. He rummages through the remaining items in the trunk searching for a key when there is a knock at the door. Gleason, off screen. Hello, who's in there? Dave quickly shoves the lockbox into his backpack and puts everything else back into the trunk while Gleason continues knocking on the door. Gleason, off screen. What's going on in there? Dave opens the door and Gleason rushes in. Gleason, what the hell are you doing in here? And why was that door locked? Dave, I was just saying goodbye to Phil and I wanted some privacy. Gleason looks at the trunk. Gleason, privacy, huh? Dave, yeah, I just met him yesterday, but I felt like we connected. Gleason, oh, that's so sad. He died before you could hose him out of all of his money. Dave, you never miss an opportunity to take a swipe at me. Gleason, that's right, Dave. And now you can leave. Dave walks out of Phil's room as Gleason watches. Gleason looks at the trunk again and then steps into the hallway to watch Dave walk away. Interior, car, day. Dave sits in his car at a park. He reaches over to the passenger seat and unzips his backpack. He pulls out the lockbox and tries to open it with his hands, but the lockbox doesn't open. He tries to jimmy it open with his keys and bangs it on the steering wheel, but the lockbox doesn't open. Dave, unbelievable. Dave throws the lockbox on the floor of the passenger side. Interior, Dave's apartment, day. Dave is in his kitchen trying to pry open the lockbox with a hammer and screwdriver. After several whacks with the hammer, the lockbox opens and Dave removes its only contents, a small white envelope. Dave opens the envelope and removes a folded piece of paper. He unfolds the paper and sees a handwritten note, 645 Shelton Ave. Number 25. 16:22:10. Interior, car, day. Dave sits in his car outside of a storage facility. He unfolds the piece of paper from the lockbox. Dave, number 25, 16:22:10. Dave folds the paper and puts it in his coat pocket. He puts on a hat and sunglasses and looks at himself in the rearview mirror. Exterior, storage facility, day. Dave steps out of his car and looks around the parking lot before walking in the storage facility. Interior, storage facility, day. Dave walks down a bright white hallway with fluorescent lights. He looks up briefly at the security cameras. He stops at unit number 25. He presses the numbers on the unit's keypad and enters the combination. Dave, whispering, 16:22:10. The door unlocks and opens. He looks in both directions and enters the unit. Interior, storage unit, day. Dave flicks on the light and closes the door behind him. In the center of the room are two old green military duffel bags. Dave unzips one of the bags and sees stacks of cash inside. He zips up the first bag and unzips the second one to see more stacks of cash. He closes the second bag and picks it up. Exterior, storage facility, day. Dave throws the bag into the trunk of his car and slams the trunk shut. He looks around the parking lot before getting his car and starting the engine. Interior, Dave's apartment, night. Dave is sitting in his recliner looking at the bag on the floor in front of him. He reaches forward and unzips it. He reaches in and pulls out a stack of $100 bills. He holds the money in his hands and looks at it for a few seconds before putting it back in the bag and closing it. Interior, Phil's nursing home room, day. Two hospital staff are busy boxing up Phil's personal items. Gleason walks in just as they open Phil's trunk. Gleason, hold on a sec. Have you taken anything out of that trunk yet? Staff member one, not yet. Just opened it when you walked in. Gleason, has anybody else been in here with you? Staff member two, nope, just us. Gleason, good, now get out. Staff member one, get out? Gleason, that's what I said, beat it. The two hospital staff leave the room and Gleason closes the door behind them. He walks to the open trunk, kneels down, and starts pulling out its contents. Once he has emptied the trunk, he stands up and puts his hands on his hips. Gleason, fuck you, Dave. Interior, nursing home room, day. Dave is sitting in a chair talking to Harry, an elderly man in dress pants and a dress shirt. A young nurse walks by the room. Dave and Harry see her walk by. Harry, man, what I wouldn't give to be young again. Dave, you'd take a run at her? Harry, I'd sure as hell give it a shot. Dave, attaboy, Harry. Harry, yep, young and rich. That's all I want to be. Dave, rich, huh? Harry, well, maybe not rich, but enough money to have some fun. Dave, what would you do if you were young and had money? Harry, all the things I didn't do the first time around. Travel the world, drink fine wine, not worry about paying bills, just live. Dave, that sounds all right to me. Harry, you're still young. You've got plenty of time. You got any money saved up? Dave, a little. Harry, can I give you some advice, Dave? Dave, sure. Harry, go have some fun with your life. Stop hanging around the dying for a while. Get out of here. Or before you know it, you'll be sitting in a room like this talking to somebody like you. Dave smiles at Harry. Dave, thanks, Harry. I needed that. Harry, my pleasure. Dave stands up. Dave, I'll see you around. They shake hands. Dave walks to the door and then turns around. Hey, Harry, one last thing. Harry, what's that? Dave, did you know Phil? Harry, in room 213? Not really. Dave, you never talked to him? Harry, nobody did. He kind of kept to himself. Why? Dave, just curious. Harry, you going to his burial? Dave, yeah, tomorrow. Harry, I'd say have fun, but... Dave, I know. See you later. Harry, don't forget what I said. Dave, I won't. Dave walks out of Harry's room. Interior, Dave's apartment. Day. Dave walks into his bedroom and opens up the closet. He pulls out the green duffel bag and opens it up. Dave. Fuck it. Time to live a little, Phil. He reaches into the bag and grabs several stacks of $100 bills. Okay, that's the end of Act 1. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with the start of Act 2. I'm Mac, and you've been listening to Deathbed Dave.